We stormed up the hill and caught Pete, just as he was about to help himself to our corn cobs. That's far enough, Cat. Stop where you are. Freeze! Don't move a muscle! Halt! Pete crouched down and began backing away from the cobs.
Uh-oh, looks like the cops are here.
You got that right, Cat. I'd inform you of your constitutional rights if you had any, but you don't. All you have at this point in history is a bunch of trouble.
Yeah, and you're in trouble, too.
I believe you're right.
You almost pulled off your devious little scheme, but like all criminals, you made a fatal mistake. Did you actually think you could work your medicine show and shell game on the head of ranch security?
Well, I thought it was worth a try.
Sometimes the criminal mind amazes me. You had it all worked out, didn't you? You had everyone on the ranch playing his part and saying his lines. Oh, you're clever, Pete. But then you made your fatal mistake. Instead of waiting for a sucker to come along, you tried your scam on me.
Yeah, and on me too.
We all have to work with what we've got.
Exactly. And what you got was caught. Would you care to hear how I broke the case?
Might as well, if it's all the same price.
Number one, I had a suspicion all along that something wasn't quite right. You were a little too eager and a little too greedy in eating your steak scraps. In other words, you overplayed your part.
Oh, shuckins.
And number two, as we were walking away, we overheard your smart-aleck remark. In other words, you just couldn't resist mouthing off. That was your fatal flaw, Pete. You blew the case wide open with your own big mouth.
Yeah, and now we want our corn cobs back.
Oh, no, I'm afraid we can't do that. You boys walked away from them, and now they're mine. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
I gave him a growl. You're gonna be the loser's sweeper, Cat, 'cause I'm fixing to sweep the ranch with your carcass. Get away from our cobs. His eyelids hung low over his eyes, and he started twitching the end of his tail.
Now hold on, Hanky. I'm sure we can work something out. I'll trade you the last piece of steak fat for your interest in the cobs.
I was about to reject the deal out of hand, but then I caught myself. I sure did like steak fat. There's very little chance we can work out a trade, Cat, but let's see what you've got. I followed him over to the spot near the gate where he had made a pig of himself. Sure enough, there was a 4-inch strip of steak fat lying on the ground, and it appeared to be cooked just the way I like it. Furthermore, a short distance away was a T-bone that still had plenty of meat on it. I must admit that the fumes coming off the steak fat had a powerful effect on my smellometric apparatus, so much that I was, by George, overwhelmed by it. I had to take a step backwards and turn my nose away from the fumes, else I would have lost my head.